woman was sitting with me and telling me about how, you know, angry, upset she was about this one situation with her friend. And then inevitably, something really, really interesting happened that I see a lot with women. She kind of stopped herself. Like, she let herself tell me a little bit about the situation, and then she stopped herself and went into, oh, but I'm sure it's for the highest and greatest good. I'm sure it's all good. I'm sure there's something for me to learn here. And I saw her smile, but her smile was very tight, and I could tell she wasn't really breathing deeply. And I thought, my goodness, how many of us have been in that situation where we play off that we're not angry, or we try to kind of downplay the anger in favor of some spiritual higher good phenomenon? And I've done it myself. So in this video, I really want to address the upside of anger, what you can do about it, and how you can channel your anger to use it to get the things that you really want. Yes, I said it. The man, the woman, the money, the job, whatever it is you want to manifest, anger can help you get there. Short example from my life, when I used to get really angry, that sounds weird. I still get angry, just not often. But this one time, I got very angry about a conversation I was having with a business colleague, and got off the phone, my stomach started hurting, my chest got all tight, and I knew that I hadn't really said what I wanted to say. I didn't really want to rock the boat. And so what did I do? I channeled it through dancing. I went into my office, shut the door, and started dancing. And when I was finished, I felt better, right? I felt great. I think I took a bubble bath and watched an episode of Mad Men. I was like, it's all good. Now I know that there's a different way to channel your energy. Instead of channeling it into a pleasure-seeking activity like dancing or exercising or overeating, I chose to take a step back the second time and ask myself, Deanna, what scares you the most? That simple question, what scares you the most that you know would move you forward? What do you really want? And when I got quiet for a minute, what I really wanted at that time was to put my writing out into the world more. And I'd known this for months, but I hadn't, because I was really scared. Scared of rejection, scared of the work, I don't know. And so something in me told me to use the anger. So I let it sit there with me. I felt tight in my chest, and I felt icky in my stomach, and I went to the keyboard. And that night, I was banging out on the keyboard, sending writing samples to not one, but 5 different submissions. And I used and channeled my anger to bullet points, specifically the areas of content in those publications that were missing, that I could fill if they hired me. I was unstoppable. It was really cool. And it's kind of scary how anger really helped me get there. Long story short, by the end of the evening, next morning when I checked my email, I landed a freelance writing gig. Writing articles and content that I absolutely love, getting paid for it, right? And afterwards, I did a crazy wild goddess banshee dance in my office to celebrate. But if we break that down, right, step one is when you get angry, not even to ask yourself what you're angry about, because it really doesn't matter. It's stop, right? Stop and ask yourself, what scares me the most that I know would move me forward? What's one thing I could do? You write it down. And it probably will be unrelated to the thing you're angry about. And then, right, the last step is to go do it, is to use that anger and know that you're going to feel uncomfortable physically or mentally, and you're going to, maybe have those negative thoughts. It doesn't matter. Use that energy to get that thing done. Maybe it's a phone call, maybe it's an email, maybe it's talking to somebody, maybe it's rearranging something, maybe it's throwing something out. Only you know. One thing that would move you forward. For me, it was getting a sample out. I ended up doing 5. It's amazing what anger can do. So the next time you get angry, follow those 3 steps. Stop, ask yourself the question, what scares me the most? What's one thing I can do to move forward? And go do it. I want to hear from you below in the comments. What is one thing you know that you need to do that would help you get to where you want to go, but you haven't done it because you're scared. Post that thing there. It's amazing what happens when we post it. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you next week. And if you're not on the newsletter, why? It's free. You get awesome content and inspiration. All you have to do is sign up below. All right, talk to you later. Lots of love.